Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Very excited about the series that we're in this week, and very excited about the people who have been joining me in the studio. Yesterday, we had Christopher Selby, who's a grandson, by the way, of Derek Prince, and he was bringing testimonies to us of the great things that God has done as people have applied the truths that Derek's been teaching us about. And today, towards the latter end of the program, I'm going to have with me Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and also Dave Holland again, and we're going to be sort of digesting some of what Derek has been talking about, and talking about some of the controversial issues about healing. So you're going to want to join us. Listen, if you've missed any of this over the last several days, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll find not only this series, but other wonderful series and a lot of great information about what's happening at Derek Prince Ministries. You know, I love the fact that Derek is teaching us that the Word has the power to heal. John 6:63 says, Jesus says, "The words I have given you are spirit and they are life." The words of the Bible aren't like the words of Clancy or Shakespeare or any other author you know. They are filled with spiritual power, and they have the power to heal. And that's what Derek experienced as he was a young soldier during World War II, and the Lord healed him by his word. Well, let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about God's medicine bottle.
The verses from Proverbs that are, as I've said, God's medicine bottle. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. And may I suggest to you that if you're finding these talks helpful and if they're meeting a need in your life, you make a decision to commit these three verses of Proverbs to your memory. It'll make all the difference if you can memorize them and retain them and have them with you. These are the verses. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. You notice that God is speaking to you as his child. This is not addressed to unbelievers. This is to God's children. My son or my daughter. Both are included in the Hebrew. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And as I've pointed out, the alternative marginal reading for health is medicine. Medicine to all their flesh. Medicine for their whole body. I've explained that this is God's medicine bottle, and that God's directions for taking his medicine are on the bottle, and that there are four successive directions there in those verses. First, attend to my words. Second, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Third, let them not depart from thine eyes. Fourth, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Yesterday I dealt with the first direction, attend to my words, and I explained the importance of giving God our total undivided attention, of listening, of listening to God with both ears. Today I'm going to explain the second direction, incline thine ear. Now the word incline is slightly Old English, so we need to be sure that we all understand what it means. To incline is to bend down. An incline is a hill that slopes. So inclining our ear is bending our ear down. And it's a fact of the human body that you cannot bend your ear without bending your head. So in inclining your ear, you are actually inclining your head. What is that? It's an attitude indicating humility, teachability. Well, I'll illustrate it from experience. As I was studying the Bible there in hospital, seeking desperately for the answer to my problem, I came upon many, many promises of healing and blessing and prosperity. But my attitude was conditioned by my background, which is true probably of all of us. My background was in a certain section of the Christian church where really Christianity was not associated with being happy. In fact, very much the opposite. And I had early in life formed the conclusion that if I was going to be a Christian, I would have to be prepared to be miserable. And I decided pretty early that I wasn't prepared to be miserable, and therefore I wasn't going to be a Christian. It was only a sovereign intervention of God in my life that changed me. But I still carried a lot of these old concepts with me. And so when I found these repeated promises in the Bible of healing, health, strength, long life, prosperity, abundance, I kept shaking my head, not inclining my head, but shaking my head and saying, couldn't be. That's too good to be true. I can't believe that religion would be like that. And as I was reacting this way to one of these statements, I believe it was one in Psalm 103 where it says, God forgiveth all thine iniquities, healeth all thy diseases, reneweth thy youth like the eagles. I thought, you know, that's impossible. God couldn't be like that. I mean, we know we have to anticipate misery being Christian. Well, anyhow, as I was responding like that inwardly, God spoke to me so clearly, not audibly, but just as clearly as I'm speaking to you, and just as I responded in that way to some promise. He said, now, tell me, who is the pupil and who is the teacher? And I thought it over for a moment, and I said, Lord, you're the teacher, and I'm the pupil. And he responded, well, would you mind letting me teach you? And I saw that I wasn't letting God teach me at all.
You know, I had never thought about this idea of inclining our ear, that it means bending or tilting our head towards the person speaking. I have a daughter, and when she was small, she would sit with me as I was in meetings or talking to people, and when she wanted my attention, she would roughly grab my ear and pull me towards her because she assumed I couldn't hear her unless I was looking at her. Well, maybe God has something of the same attitude. Hey, pay attention. I want to do great things in your life. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. We are smack in the middle of a week and smack in the middle of a teaching by Derek Prince on God's medicine bottle. And I hope you've been with us. This really has been wonderful, both because of a teaching that comes out of Derek Prince's own life and experience, which always makes it more powerful in my opinion, but also because of the people who have been joining me here in the studio. And towards the latter end of the program today, we're going to have some great friends of mine coming and helping us to apply this to our lives. So let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about God's medicine bottle.
Lord, you're the teacher, and I'm the pupil. And he responded, well, would you mind letting me teach you? And I saw that I wasn't letting God teach me at all, that I had my own preconceptions, that I had my mind made up as to what God ought to have said, and that if he said something different in his word, I really wasn't capable of hearing it, because my mind was blocked by these set ideas of mine. So God was saying, incline thine ear, give up your prejudices, and bend that stiff neck of yours, and let me tell you how good I am and how wonderful is the provision I've made for you. Don't measure me by human standards, because I'm God, I'm almighty, and I'm a gracious and faithful and merciful God. And so this brings out a very important principle about God's Word. And you see, everything is in God's Word that we're talking about. God's Word works in us only insofar as we receive it. If we don't receive it, it doesn't do us any good. There's a very powerful passage in the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 18, 19, and 21. Speaking of God, it says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth." Notice, our becoming Christians is due to the word. God begat us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Note that. Be swift to hear, but slow to speak. And then it says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." God's word can save you, it can heal you, it can bless you in innumerable ways, but only if you receive it with meekness. And one of the things that this version says we have to lay aside is naughtiness. Well, naughtiness we usually associate with children. What is a naughty child? One of the marks of a naughty child is answering back when he's taught or reproved. And God says, don't answer me back. When I tell you something, don't argue with me. Don't tell me you think it can't be true or that it's impossible or that I couldn't mean that. Let me teach you. And that's the essence of the inclined ear. It means that we come to God and we say, "God, you're the teacher. I'm the pupil. I'm willing to let you teach me. I bow down my ear and I listen." You see, in this matter of inclining the ear, we have to come face to face with the fact that most of us have mental barriers when we begin to read the Bible. And they're due in many cases to our past background. Many of us have some kind of denominational affiliation in the past. We may indeed still be active members of some particular denomination. I am not opposed to denominations. But I want to suggest to you that every denomination has its weak points and its strong points. It has areas in which it's been faithful to the truth, and it has areas in which it has not been faithful to the truth. And so if we measure God from our own denominational background, if we judge the scriptures by what some church or some denomination teaches, we will exclude out of our minds much of the truth that God wants us to receive and which can bless us and help us. For instance, some churches teach the age of miracles is past. I have never been able to find any basis for that statement in scripture. I can think of dozens of scriptures which indicate the exact opposite. But if you approach with the attitude, "the age of miracles is past," then when God promises you a miracle, you probably can't hear it. Or some Christian groups suggest that in order to be holy, you have to be poor, and that being anything but poor is in some way almost sinful. Well, if it's God's purpose to bless you with prosperity, as he indicates many times in the scripture, it can be his purpose. Then when you have that attitude, you're not able to receive the blessing of prosperity which God is offering you on the basis of scripture. You see, there's a scripture, the third epistle of John, verse 2, which I think most of us really need to lay to heart. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." I remember when I started to read that verse, it just knocked me over. And my old prejudices and preconceptions rose up. I thought, that's impossible. It can't mean what it says. But you see, God said, "Incline your ear. Don't come at me with your arguments, your prejudices, your preconceptions. Bend that stiff neck of yours and let me teach you." And so that's an essential requirement for receiving healing through the Word of God. It's laying down preconceptions and prejudices, bending our stiff neck, opening our ears, and listening carefully to what God says, and not rejecting it because it doesn't agree with something we thought God ought to have said. God is a lot bigger than any denomination. He's a lot bigger than our understanding. He's a lot bigger than all our prejudices. Don't make God so small that he can't help you. Incline your ear and let him tell you how much he's willing to do for you.
Listen to these words of Derek Prince. God is a lot bigger than any denomination. He's a lot bigger than our understanding. He's a lot bigger than all our prejudices. Don't make God so small that he can't help you. Coming up in a moment, two special friends here in the studio who are going to help us apply these truths to our lives as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now, in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today on this Wednesday. And I hope you've been with us all day and all through the week as we've been listening to Derek Prince talk about God's Medicine Bottle, a series on healing that's really powerful and comes out of his own life experience. Now, if you've missed any of this, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. But I want to get right to the discussion today that we actually began on Monday. I've got two friends in the studio with me today. The first is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, always a man of insight and wisdom. Dick, great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. It's good to be back with you.
Man, it's great to have you here. And then David Holland, smartest man in the world and also one of the producers of the show. Dave, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
Okay, now, we had this discussion on Monday and we didn't finish it. We're going to continue it on Friday. And I want to throw this question at you. The greatest argument against God healing is that there are so many sick people. I mean, I know that's a simplistic way to approach it, but let's just take the position of someone who doesn't believe what Derek is saying. So if God heals, why are there hospitals? If God heals, why do all of us have dear friends and children and loved ones who died? So my question is, if God heals, why are some not healed?
What we're dealing with here is probably one of the most puzzling and perplexing questions that there is. And thank God we have the testimony of Scripture, because what hope that creates when you realize, you know, yeah, we're facing situations where many, many people are in need of healing. But even the prospect that God actually does heal today, what a tremendous hope-inspiring thought to realize you can reach out and touch God, and God has the capacity, the power, the ability to touch and heal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I'd mentioned on Monday the account in the New Testament where the man was lowered before Jesus by his friends, the crippled man. And Jesus said, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or rise and be healed? And Jesus healed the man. As I've wrestled with this question, and this is a real tough question, if it's God's will to heal, if Jesus still heals today, why do good people who have great, mature, spiritual people praying for them, why do some not get healed? The answer to that question is the same answer is why doesn't everyone get saved? I know that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said, I came to seek and save that which was lost. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I don't doubt for a moment that it is God's desire that every man be saved. And yet I know and observe that not everyone is. There's a paradox before me where salvation is concerned. And yet because everyone doesn't get saved, including people who are being prayed for salvation, I don't doubt God's desire and willingness and activity in the earth today to save people. The same is true where healing is concerned. Just because I don't see everyone get healed, it doesn't cause me to doubt the fact that he still heals today. He desires to heal. It's what he wants. It is a paradox. It is a bit of a mystery, but it doesn't cause me to doubt what I see clearly in the Word, that God still heals today.
Okay, guys, but my name is Douglas. I work at a factory. I come home. I turn on the television. I watch this guy with the unusual hair laying hands on people. They're all falling down. He claims they're all healed. And then later, 60 Minutes does an expose and says it was all fake. What do I do with that?
Well, you process it. It's reality. It's the way things are. And I'm sure many have run into the same kind of frustration I have, where people reduce it to a very simple formula. You know, you put in the quarter, the candy bar comes out. And the fact is, there are many times there are factors that keep people from being healed. You know, I've got to tell you, I know my own insides, and I know I'm a stubborn person at times. And I stubbornly resist even the goodness of God that can be extended to me. There are people who are stuck in stubbornness. There are people who are stuck in habit patterns that are causing them to be physically ill, and they're not willing to change that. Well, You know, that all factors into it.
Yeah, and to Dick's point, the resource we have available on the website right now, the Derek Prince resource, is called Invisible Barriers to Healing. And in it, Derek deals with a number of different invisible, hidden, often unseen barriers that keep people from receiving the healing that God wants to extend to them. It's available on the website, and I would encourage anyone who wants more information about what these invisible barriers are to go to DerekPrince.org and purchase that resource, because it will bring them a lot of light.
Okay, my name is Sally. I'm watching television. For people to be healed, they got to flop around on a stage. They got to make funny noises. Is healing this big production? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? If you guys are describing that, I as Sally don't want anything to do with it.
Well, it's been my experience with 35 years of walking with God and 20 plus years of being open and embracing the fact that God still works in the miraculous today. I know that that's not the case. That there are as many different ways that manifest the healing in people's lives as there are individuals. And that's precisely what we see in the New Testament. Jesus never ministered healing exactly the same way. Sometimes he spits on the ground and puts mud on a guy's eye.
Yeah.
Sometimes he sends somebody off to wash in a pool. Sometimes he just lays hands on them. Sometimes he doesn't even touch them. It was never the same way twice. God has made a universe of individuals, and he's going to touch people as individuals. And so there's no formula.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you read the word. Jesus did it long distance. He didn't even have to. He just spoke the word, and 20 miles away, somebody's getting healed. So just about the time you decide you're going to put it into a formula, I think God really is pleased to say, you can't put me in a box, folks. I won't operate according to your formula. People say, if I just get in there, if I flop around, if I shout, if I scream, God will heal me. No, he does it different every time. And that's the reason why it's so important to dig into the word yourself. That's the whole reason why we're here right now, is to encourage you to get into the word and find out for yourself, find out what God has for you individually.
But what you do have to do is be teachable. And that's precisely what Derek was teaching us today and telling us today, that one of the keys is having a teachable, open heart. But if you approach the Word and approach the Father with a teachable, open heart about this issue, he'll meet you where you are and he'll show you.
Well, you know, in fact, our executive producer, Christopher Selby, was sharing testimonies on yesterday's show, and it looked to me, as though everybody was sort of approached differently. They had different personalities. They accessed God in different ways. And so this idea that it gets into some people's minds that you have to be a certain personality, act a certain way, you know, respond, that it's sort of it's as though you have to become a certain personality that's not yours to get God to do things is really not true.
That's true.
My closing thought would be, if you want to try to convince me that God doesn't heal today, you're getting to me too late. I've seen it happen too many times. I've seen it happen and stick. I've seen it be wondrous, miraculous, astonishing, and astounding. You can't convince me now. And I've had a Lord liar lunatic moment where healing is concerned. God's still doing it. It's him. It's good. It has his fragrance on it, and it's available.
I'd say do the same thing that Derek did. Dig into the word. Find God's provision for you in his word and see what he'll do for you. It's a matter of seek and you shall find. And I think you'll come into some tremendous light just by focusing on his word.
And I don't hesitate to say, continue to tune in here, because we're here to answer the tough questions. That's what Derek Prince Legacy Radio is all about. It's why Derek is giving this beefy teaching coming out of his own life. And, of course, he's going to address a lot of these questions, too. So continue to listen to the show and log on to the website at DerekPrince.org. You'll be able to rehearse these things, hear these discussions, and find out the truth for yourself. And, of course, we're all about application. Now, speaking of application, these gentlemen will be joining me on Friday. We're going to continue this discussion. You won't want to miss that, but that is all the time we have for now. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Be sure to order your own copy of Derek's revealing DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a few moments to order right now. Our toll-free number again is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.